Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am ready to talk to you about this book and movie.
Yay! Well, welcome back to Slayer Sisters, everybody. This
Yes,
is
welcome.
Jessica.
And this is Rachel.
And today we're going to talk about Misery by Stephen King.
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't really feel like we need to do, much of a recap because this is a famous book and movie.
I
So
mean,
I
yeah,
feel
it's
like,
also just like it's a book about an author who basically gets kidnapped by his number one fan and she forces him to write a book and does terrible things to him.
yes, there you go. I'm not even gonna say it. Jessica, for once, did the recap.
That's
I
because
love
it's a very honestly a pretty basic premise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, a lot happens, but
Yeah.
it's not like a very it's not very complicated to like explain
No, it's not.
what the book is about.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, and also very famous, of course, so I'm sure most people listening to this have either read the book or watched the movies. Kind
Or at
of.
least like heard of it, like they know what it's
Yes.
about,
True,
so.
true, true, true. Yeah. Well, yeah, anyway, so starting with the book, as usual, it, was split into four parts and it had a lot of things that I felt like were super unnecessary, but
So much unnecessary. Okay, so I'm gonna let me start also.
okay, yeah, you start.
So this is my third Stephen King book I've read. Okay, so I've read It, and then I read this book of his called The Institute, which is like a newer novel, and then now this.
Okay.
And It, like, there were parts of it that were really good, and there's parts that weren't good, and then there's just parts that dragged and
Yeah.
dragged and dragged.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt with this book, which is also
Yeah.
an older one, where it was like there was parts I was really engaged and
Yeah.
like on the edge of my seat and disturbed and all these things, and then there was parts that dragged and dragged and dragged. But
Yeah.
now The Institute, which is one of his newer books, I mean, I freaking loved every moment of that book. Like, it was like
Oh,
edge of
wow.
my seat, like cried, like all the feelings, like so intense. No part of that dragged. And so it's crazy because I know like his older books, I mean, he's still a very famous whipping out books that are super popular now.
Right.
But, and again, I've only read three, so I can't really do a intense analysis of this. But
Right.
from what the little bit I have read, I like his newer stuff more because he seems to have edited out a lot of the like unnecessary parts that his older books seem to have.
Yeah.
And that was my main part that I didn't like about this book is that like every part where they like when the book inside the book, I hated those
Oh my
chapters.
God, me to fee fucking too.
I was like, why are we in this part where like this is like the whatever, like the sixth book in the series or whatever. We don't know these people. We're just getting like little chapters here and there. Like, why am I reading this? Like,
Exactly. I'm not Annie Wilkes. I have zero
right.
emotional
I'm like,
attachment to these
why? And so
people.
that was great in the movie when it's just like you see him sitting at the computer and the like leaves change, like day to night or whatever.
The
I was like,
computer?
no, sorry, the typewriter. Sorry. But like, you know what I mean? Where I was like,
Yeah.
why couldn't they have just done something like that? Like, okay, and he sat at his computer. It's not like the book needed more pages, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It
Yeah.
was just, yeah, no, there were parts, yeah. Although I remember once talking to a friend about who has read like a ton of his books, and they were saying how a lot of them, at least back in the day, were pretty like drug induced.
Oh, they were.
And I was like, I really feel like there were parts of this book that I was reading and that I was just like, oh my God. Like, what kind of drugs was he on when he was writing this section? And
So,
I'm not talking about the like
oh,
gory,
I know.
like
Oh,
crazy.
I
I
know what
just
you
mean
mean.
like the parts that just ramble on.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Stephen King must have been on so many drugs when he decided, honestly, probably with the Misery chapters.
Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, I actually don't know if Jessica knows this. So, but Misery is about his drug addiction. Like,
Oh, yeah, I
it's
actually didn't know that.
so Annie represents cocaine. And like that was
Oh.
like his main drug, but he did
Oh.
more. But like
Okay.
cocaine was like
Right.
what's really spirited him, and so she was cocaine, and then the writer is him, And basically it's an, like, Misery is an allegory of how cocaine was, like, killing him, but also, like, forcing him to write at the same time.
Interesting.
And so, and that's, like, my favorite part about the book is, like, it actually is, like, an amazing allegory in that sense.
Well, I think if I had known that while I was reading it, I would have enjoyed it more.
Yes. Sorry.
Well, it was, like, I very much, like, as I was reading it, was, like, I felt like Paul was, like, just because I know that,
right,
Stephen King was a drug addict, mm-hmm, that I was, like, I felt like he was really, like, writing Paul after himself, like, yes, I just felt that, like, but mm-hmm, I just didn't know it for sure, but I didn't know that, like, Annie was representing like the main drug,
yes,
choice. Yeah, like, I didn't know any of that or anything.
So I do, like, so that about it is, like, the best part of the story, obviously, yeah, is, like, the fact that it is an allegory for his own personal struggle. And this part I'm not entirely sure about, but I think he wrote it, like, while he was trying to get clean.
Right.
Like, not, like, fully clean. You know what I mean? It was, like, yeah, he was still, like, using but trying to stop. Like, that was, like, what was happening in his life when he wrote it.
Yeah.
Which is also, like, cool. But I agree that, like, these, like, so I think that there are some ramblings in here of probably him when he was using.
Right.
Because I think it took him, I feel like, because at the end when it was, like, written in a cabin, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because it sounded like it took him, like, 3 years, it seems, to write the book. So, because wasn't it, like, 3 years at the back? Do you remember?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember. Sorry.
I don't have the book on me. Otherwise, I'd look. But, so anyway, so that's why, like, so that is a really cool part of the book. And
yeah, that is cool. It's, yeah. I wish I had, like, kind of known that more as I was reading it. I didn't, yeah, really like Paul, though. I,
yes,
honestly was like, my God, you are so annoying. He, like, and I don't want to say I liked Annie, but she was definitely more interesting than Paul was.
So, book-wise.
But I also, like, yeah, okay, but, yeah, so, like, book-wise, obviously the book, which we can get more into this when we get into the movie, too, but the book was, like, you know, she's, like, a lot crazier in the book than she is in the movie.
So much crazier. And
like,
so,
a lot scarier, yes, a lot less likable.
Yes, but movie Annie, I could get behind.
Oh, yeah, I know, me too. Yeah. I thought movie Annie was kind of cute, honestly.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, she's, like, kind of fun.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, but the other thing that, like, pissed me, well, many, many times that where Paul was pissing me off, especially early on, mm-hmm, I just, where he just, like, wouldn't tell her what she wanted to hear.
Oh,
like, I was like, oh my God, dude, like, you,
like, are, where are your instincts?
Where, exactly, where are your survival instincts? Because clearly you don't have any. Like, yeah, this woman is clearly crazy.
Yeah.
And not, and, like, she just wants you to, like, like, when she finds out that he kills Misery and she comes back in and she's, and he's like, look, Annie, sometimes, I'm like, by this point, Paul, right, you have not figured out that this woman is not all there. What you need to do is immediately start lying and be, right, like, oh, Annie, don't worry, she's not dead. It was just, I'm just trying to throw my readers off. Like, I have a whole nother book up my sleeve. Like, don't even worry about it.
Right.
Dude. Like, I'm already planning to,
like, I was planning on writing it, but now I'm here. Like, yeah.
Right, right, right. And, you know, it's like all of that. Like, but instead, he's just like, you know, women in the 1800s died from childbirth. I'm like, Paul, shut up. You are so stupid. Like, he was so, so annoying.
Well, I will say that I felt personally that a lot of his bad decisions and stuff like this was because he was doped up 24/7.
True. Yeah.
You know? And I feel like that had a lot to do with why he was being stupid and, like, because
thinking clearly.
Those,
yeah,
like, parts of his brain weren't working because, yeah, he was just in, true, like, a state of zen. And, yeah, so I think if he, which is why I feel like the movie version, he was better because he wasn't doped up the whole time, you know?
Yeah. But I also found movie version, I mean, yeah, better, but, like,
because she didn't come off as crazy in the movie. Like, I felt like, yeah, I understood, yeah, him more. Where, yes, in the book, yeah, she is gross and disturbing, yeah, and, like, yeah, not, yeah, there, like, the entire time, you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
And so,
yeah, no, I wrote in the book, he's at one point, he, like, mentioned something about her being on her period. And yeah. I was like, oh God, that actually sounds really terrifying.
Right.
Like, I was like, normally I would like be like, how dare you make fun of a woman on her period? But I was like, Annie on her period sounds like an actual monster.
Yes.
Like, that is so scary. And yeah, no. So she's just like, I wrote, I can't decide if I hate, love or hate reading these misery chapters.
No.
I also don't understand why the character is named fucking Misery. I'm like, who would name
Misery Chastain?
Yeah, I was like, is it? I was like, who names like a main character that like everyone's like in love with named Mis? Like, I don't know. It was very.
I think that's probably why.
Right, because it's miserable to be in love.
No, because like it's like an opposite of what she is. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of like, you know, the vibe I got, but
yeah. No, I also was really pissed. Annie really lost me when she killed the cat.
Oh, I know.
That was when I was like, there were times where I went back and forth on her, and then that moment I was like, nah, I'm done. I was like, she killed the cat and I'm pissed. And I also really loved, though, that she killed her lover because he was a bad artist.
I know.
I was like, that is actually, like, that made me laugh out loud. I was like, she was just mad that he wasn't good at what he said he was good at.
Yeah, to get her.
And so she got so pissed about that she murdered him. I was like, oh my God, Annie. Like, this woman, I mean, she just. I wish, like, I kind of knew more about what her childhood was actually. Like, I want to know, like, how Annie really turned out the way she did. But
I know.
I don't really get a lot of that, which was a bummer for me. I wanted more, like, Annie. Like, obviously, we learned that she, you know, kills all those babies and all the old people. And,
right.
Like, which I was like, okay, but why? Like, is she just a sociopath? Like, is
I
she
think, a serial like, killer? I guess. She's a psychopath.
A psychopath. Like, yeah, actually. Yeah. No, I guess that's true. But I wanted, like, she was dropped on her head as a kid, had brain.
No, I think she was just.
Yeah.
She was just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was so. And, like, yeah, the book was just so. Which I was thinking about. I definitely enjoyed the movie, don't get me wrong, and I understand why, which I guess we can kind of switch on over to the movie somewhat. I guess this one is pretty easy to go back and forth with.
Yeah.
Why Kathy Bates won an Oscar for that role.
She was so good.
That was her breakout role, and she did amazing. Speaking of her being cute, I watched this movie with my roommate, and literally at one point, Bailey was like, I kind of think that she's really pretty. And also multiple times Bailey was like, well, she goes, I'm just like kind of into her outfit right now. And I was like, I know the 90s were a great time. And then she was like, and then in like, then she was in another outfit later on. And I went, I kind of like this outfit. And Bailey was like, yeah. And I was like, really funny. We were both like dying. And then, but yeah, but Bailey kept being like, I don't understand, which I thought was an interesting observation. She's like, why Paul isn't more scared? She's like, I feel like he should be more scared. And I was like.
And I will say, I felt like book Paul was way scared. Like,
Yeah. Like, way more scared.
He was terrified. And that is like one thing. So just to go through, like, before we fully switch to the movie, like, I felt in the book, like, okay. This part, I felt like there were three really, really, really disturbing parts.
Oh, yeah.
One, when he gets his foot chopped off.
Yes. Obviously.
Two, when she takes his thumb off and puts it in the birthday cake.
Yeah.
That part, really. Yeah. And then when he wakes up and she has the, like, rats that are, like, halfway alive, halfway dead in the traps next to him. And she's just, like, talking in that creepy way. And then starts, like, licking the rat blood off of her fingers.
Oh, yeah.
That one was probably the worst for me.
Yeah, that one was really rough.
And
I was, like, particularly, like, the way that she kills the cop, though.
Yes. That part was, like, bad, too. I think maybe that by that point, I was just, like...
That part really got me, honestly, because I just was like, oh, this poor cop, man.
Oh, I know.
Like, I was, like, really trying to put the blame on Paul, which I was kind of, like, I mean, it wasn't Paul's fault, but
yeah, but she, like, she had so much more, like, psychological torture and physical torture to book Paul, right? And yes. I just was, like, the whole time, and then, like, you know, she only fed him soup and, like, you know, all this stuff. And so when those two cops finally find him at the end and they're, like, terrified yeah. of him because, like, that's how bad he looks. Yeah. And, like, we know that he is alone, never had kids, all this stuff. And, like, on my heart, I was, like, how is this guy ever going to be okay? Like, he, I know. It, like, he probably isn't. And so I found the book in that way, even though the ending is kind of happy-ish, it, yeah. like, was very sad and depressing to me. And, like, the book was more sad, more depressing, more scary yeah. than the book or than the movie. And so I told Matt, my husband, I was like, you probably would like the book better, honestly.
Oh, I actually,
like,
was way thinking more that multiple times. I thought that multiple times while watching the movie.
But he really likes the movie. Like, he'd seen this movie before. I was like, he loves this movie.
Matt should read this book because he would like it so much more.
Yeah, because, like, it's just more, like,
yeah,
of all
which
of
I was
things.
Also thinking that if this movie was made today, it probably would be more like the book.
I agree,
because that's now why... it's like shows like Game of Thrones and everything,
right?
Like, I'm assuming that back then things just weren't as, like, they don't, she doesn't cut off his foot, she just,
so let me hold on, I have a story about this.
Okay
great, so great. Well, first off, before I get into the story, let's rate the book and then we can, like, fully switch to the movie. Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to say about the book?
Not really.
Okay.
I think that's basically it. Yeah. So I'm looking at my notes, but I don't really think there's, I did write this because remember how you sent me that TikTok about putting George R. R. Martin?
Yes. Okay, the misery situation.
Paul, I wrote Paul talking about his new life, AKA being kidnapped, has made him such a fast and efficient writer. I'm crying. Reminds me of that TikTok Rachel sent me about us putting George R. R. Martin in, like, a basement and forcing him to finish. Because I'm, like, literally when I read that, like, when Paul was talking about how he's, like, become a much better writer.
Yeah.
I was, like, or, you know, he's just, you know, all of that. I was, mm-hmm. like, wow, that really is so funny. And I really feel like we should just lock him in a house.
They're like, you're not leaving till you finish the next book.
Yeah. The series. Next
That's
books.
True. The next
like,
two don't
I, like, you have to finish next two. But yeah, anyway, so that we can just throw that in there for
no, that's funny.
Sentence. But yeah. Anyways, that's it.
So I would rated the book kind of in between a 3, 3.5. Like, you know, I feel like a little better than 3, not quite 3.5. So in that gray yeah. area.
If I didn't have to read all the freaking misery chapters.
Yes.
And I think this book had the potential for me to really love it, but there were yeah. so many down times and things that I just didn't need to freaking read.
Agreed.
But, like, I feel like I could have given this, like, 4 stars, but mm-hmm. I can't because there was too many times where I was, like, my mind was numb.
Yes, agreed.
So I'll probably give it 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So fully switching to movie then. Okay. So – fun fact, so I have so many facts about this. So when they were making this movie, they had every intention of filming, like, the leg cutoff scene. Like, that was supposed to be what happened in the movie too. But then the main actor that they had dropped out because he couldn't get his mind around doing the scene. The main actress they had casted for it dropped out because she couldn't
yeah
do the scene. The director that they had for this movie dropped out. Literally, apparently people were dropping out of this movie left and freaking right because they were so disturbed about having to film a scene about getting the foot cut off. So
wow,
that is literally why it wasn't in the movie. So finally, I guess the producer was like, I guess we're just gonna have to switch the scene. And so they did. And so they got, I mean, this was, like, all actors who aren't in the movie, and so, like, they cast more people and got a different director and stuff who would do the hobbling scene.
Yeah.
And, like, legit though, because, like, they felt like it was too gruesome. Like, these people, like, they were too freaked out to film it and dropped out of the movie because of it.
I mean, honestly, I guess I kind of get that, but at the same time, like, the idea of having both of my ankles broken is just as gruesome to me as getting my foot cut off.
I know. And, like, you know, maybe, like, with the new people, they had passed, they might not have cared as much, but like, who knows? But like, I know, I felt the same where I was like, I mean, like, especially with how violent it was, you know, like, you see the ankle just go like completely sideways.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly. Like, I was like, that's literally, and like, breaks like that in your feet and ankles, like, they might never fully recover.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, it's the same as getting one foot taken off and having to get a prosthetic put on it, honestly. Like, it's just, yeah, I that's very interesting.
I know. But like, literally, that's why it wasn't in the movie, is because
it's just so different from now.
I know.
So movies now,
yeah,
and TV shows that are like rated R or whatever, they're like really gruesome.
Oh, I know. I was like, we literally just watched a couple weeks ago in House of Dragon that guy get his brain cut off. Like, oh, yeah. You know, like it's just
literally everything.
So it's wild
that has happened on Game of Thrones or like that franchise.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying, like in the 90s, they couldn't handle a foot getting chopped off.
I know. That's so, that is really wild.
I know. I thought so too.
Anyway.
I loved Movie Annie. Like, she...
I also really loved... Movie Annie felt more like someone who was just, like, manic.
Yes. Well, she had... She was more engaging.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, like, when she was happy, you were like, oh my... Like, she was, like...
Yeah.
You know, like, cute. But then she... When she got scary, she was still really scary.
Yeah.
And you understood kind of, like... Yeah, she was just better developed, I feel like.
Yeah.
In a way that I could maybe just tolerate more, because I was like really grossed out by book Annie.
Yeah, me too.
And so I wasn't like grossed. I was scared of movie Annie, but I wasn't like grossed out by her. So I like enjoyed that more.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed movie Paul more because he wasn't drugged out all the time.
Yeah.
And so
he felt much smarter.
Yeah.
Like much smarter. Like he didn't like. He, like, hides the novels not because he's, like, trying to take them himself.
Right.
But because he's trying to – the wine scene.
Oh, I know.
Where he asked her to eat dinner
when
with him.
When she knocked over that wine, I was like, oh, God.
I know, me too. I was like, his face.
I know.
That was the scene, though, where Bailey said that she thought Kathy Bates was actually really pretty. Oh. And I was like, she did look really
cute.
She did
look cute.
Her hair curled back.
Yeah.
And that, like, yeah, it was very. But, yeah. And then I also loved the pig.
Oh, I know.
I loved Google the pig die
so
because
much.
I was really nervous that the pig was going to die.
Oh, right.
Like, on screen. I didn't know if that would be, like, a change or
right.
something. I don't know. I was just really nervous about the pig dying. So I had to, like, Google that halfway through the movie because I was like, I love this giant pig.
I know.
I
also think that's another reason to like movie Annie better than book Annie, because movie Annie treated the pig a lot better than book Annie did.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
movie Annie like treated Misery like a dog, like
her,
literally like her best friend.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
that was another way that she became more sympathetic in the movie.
Yeah.
But I also loved the pig. I was like losing my mind over the pig the whole time because I love pigs. So I was
also, this was another funny thing. You know how in the book he has that manuscript fast car, whatever. And in the movie, I was like, oh, it doesn't say like fast cars. Mm-hmm. It just says untitled. And I was like telling Bailey that, and Bailey was like, oh, what was the name of the book in the book? And I was like, it was like Fast Cars. And she went, that's a dumb name. She was like, that's why. And then she goes, that's why they took it off and didn't put it in the movie. Because she was like, it's better for us to just leave it untitled. Because it's a dumb name.
That's hilarious.
I know, that made me laugh so hard. And I was like, honestly, like every time I had to hear him ramble about plots in his head about Fast Cars, I was so fucking bored. I was like, I could have cared less, like about,
yeah,
I could not have cared less about his Fast Cars book that I like, my God. And also, it was another time in the book where he was like, don't make me burn it. I was like, first of all, you're an idiot for only ever making one copy. Like, I can't even get behind you in that. And second of all, like, dude, just fucking burn it.
Right.
If you have to rewrite it, you rewrite it. But you do what you need to do to make Annie happy, because this is not going to happen. Okay, also, I rewound and watched when Annie's dummy hits its head in the movie on the, when it, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The, when Annie's like dying, or when she, her, they're fighting, yeah, and she falls and hits her head on, yeah, the, but that's like very obviously a dummy.
Oh, okay. I was like, I missed there being, I thought you were talking about like Annie like had a dummy. Like,
oh, no, 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 yeah, no, no, no. I mean the dummy that they used instead of obviously her, or got like it, a stunt double or something. And I just, it was so obviously a dummy that I had to watch it multiple times.
Yeah, no, I didn't notice.
You didn't notice?
No, I didn't.
Rachel!
Yeah.
Oh my god. Of course you didn't notice. Oh my god. Okay, well, I need you to like find that scene on YouTube or something and rewatch it, because it's like very obviously a dummy.
Okay.
And it's a lot funnier when you realize it's a dummy.
I'm sure, like, yeah.
It's like, wow, it was just, yeah, anyways. But I also love the Dom Perignon.
Oh my god, I laughed so hard at that. And when he like repeats it back, then like, yeah, make sure to say it exactly how she said it to like not make her mad.
Yes, yes. Oh, so funny. Yeah,
I was obsessed with the sheriff couple.
I thought it was very funny that his wife was like so horny for him.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. Literally, yeah, when they're in the car and she like reaches over and puts her, yeah, like leg and like her hand on his leg, yeah, and he like is like, when you're driving my car, you are my deputy, like not my wife. And she's like, I just want to be under the sheets with the sheriff right now. And I was like, these two can still get it. Like, I was so into that. I'm like, that's what everyone wants, like to, yeah, still be married and like still want their person, yep, at like that, yep, age, you know?
Yeah.
So, yep, I loved them. And so, yeah, I was very sad that he was the one who ended up having to die, because I was like, dang, like that's so sad.
Yeah, no, I was sad about that too, honestly. Oh. I was also was like, in the book, there's obviously like many cops and, yeah, state troopers where like he was like the only one that existed in that anywhere town close. I was like, oh my god. I was like, it's so annoying. And then like he dies and we never even get to see, honestly, probably for the best.
Oh, I didn't want to. Learning. I like didn't want to see that because I knew, yeah, it would make me too sad.
Yeah, no, that was sad for sure.
Yeah, but I just loved them. I thought they were so cute.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I would also like kind of like to see this movie done with more accurately to the book.
Yeah.
I would kind of, well, I would just like to, like, it wasn't like, it's not that it was, obviously the Misery movie is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just like expected it to be, because of the book.
Yeah.
More gruesome.
Yeah. I mean, I personally liked the movie a lot more, partly because, yeah, it was not as gruesome. Like, I can do, yeah, gore and like all the things, like, you know me, I can do it, yeah, but like I'm not gonna like seek it out, you know?
Yeah.
And so I felt like with the movie, like, it still like stayed true to the heart of the story, and like, yes, I felt like, yeah, even Annie was better in the movie than she was in the book.
Oh, stuff. I mean, I definitely liked Annie,
but
more.
The fact like, that I they just cut like out Annie. A lot
and
of-
and Paul, actually.
Yeah, same. But the fact that they cut out a lot of the gross gruesome stuff like worked for me, because I like I got it, like I get why he had it in there, you know, but like I was, yeah, like, cool, I don't have to relive that again, like, perfect. Yeah. And you still like got the vibe, yeah, you know. So I
was very nervous that we were gonna have to watch like flashbacks of the 1800s.
I know myself. I was like wondering how the Misery chapters were gonna go, because I also was kind of dreading them. And so then, yeah, when they didn't happen, I was like, oh, wonderful.
Yeah, no, for sure. That was like, I was miserable reading the Misery chapters. They were so rough.
They really were.
Yeah, no. And then, oh my god, wait, okay, a note of mine I just read is from the book. I said Paul likes the smell of fresh perspiration. And then I said, dude, Annie just killed this guy. Like, I was like, this, there were so many times where he'd said something that I was just like, this guy is the worst. Like, I was like, I do feel bad for him, right. I do, like, he doesn't deserve this. At the same time, like, I was like, I can't, man. Like, I was like, he's so weird.
No, I remember reading that and being like, oh, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason why book Paul doesn't have children and my movie ball had a daughter.
And that was something I said to Matt while we were watching it. I was like, oh my God, he has a daughter. He's close to, like, when he gets out of this, like, he won't be alone. Like, that made me so happy. But then also, like, what he goes through, like, don't get me wrong, it was traumatic what he goes through in the movie, but it's nowhere near as traumatic as what he goes through in the book. So even if he hadn't have had a daughter in the movie, like, he would have been okay. Like, he would have had to go to therapy, but, like, he would have been all right, you know?
Right. I mean, he clearly, at the end of the book, was having post-traumatic stress disorder because he was seeing, seeing Annie and other people.
Yeah.
Oh, my chicken wings timer is going off. another Paul quote I wrote. Oh wait, I just lost it because I got to look at turn my chicken timer off. Oh crap, where did it go? It was now I'm sad. I'm gonna find it. It was another good Paul quote. I did love all of the, like, having to fill in the N's and then when the T broke and then the E, and I was like, oh God, this is just never this typewriter.
Oh, I know.
Also, when I was watching this, Bailey was like, does he have to be writing on a typewriter? Like, how old, how, like, far back was, did, like, when did people start writing on computers? And I was like, I guess not 1990.
Well, I mean, Annie probably, even in general, also, just didn't have a computer, you know? I mean, I don't know when that happened either, but yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. Oh man, where did my... Okay, I just found the perspiration one again, but that's... Oh, at one point, he, like, refers to a woman as a lass, but, like, not in the 1800s, like, just, like, he's just, like, talking about, I don't know, some fucking women, because his brain was... He's constantly telling me things I didn't need to know. And he was just like, called a woman a lass, like, very seriously. I had to read it over and over again and be like, I am pretty sure Paul is not British. I don't know why he's referring to women as, like, lassies. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, this is, I don't understand why he talks like this. Like,
I know.
And it was just, oh man, he just had many times where I was like, I don't know why you're talking or, like, what is happening, but okay. But yeah, so
what would you rate the movie?
I guess I mean it was a pretty solid movie. Mm-hmm. I'd probably give it, I mean, like, 4.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a solid 4. Yeah. I found it very entertaining, and, like, it wasn't overly long. It keeps you engaged the whole time. Felt like it kept all the good parts of the book and, like, added more. Like, I really liked being able to see the investigative side of it.
Yeah.
Some, and, like, Annie and, you know, Paul were better. And I just thought it was a definite solid movie. And Stephen King is very, like, critical or not critical over his adaptations, and he has no qualms saying which ones he likes and which he doesn't, and he liked this one a lot.
Oh wow. So, okay. Yeah. I mean, it really stayed true to, like, the heart of the
story. It really did. They did a really good job with it.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
For sure. So anyways, I guess that's it.
Yeah. So November we are going to redo On the Come Up, which is a book we did before we did the podcast for adaptations. Yep. And they made that into a movie on Paramount Plus. And so Jessica and I are really excited to revisit the book and watch this movie. I've been dying to see this movie because I watch The Challenge 24/7 on Paramount Plus, and they're constantly advertising it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, like, it's just been torture, like, waiting to watch it. So I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm also really, like, I'm going to re-listen to it, or I'm going to, instead of rereading it, I'm going to listen to it.
I know. And the audiobook is freaking fire. The audio narrator, I know, like, you and I listened to it together.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I remember, like, finishing it with you.
Yeah.
On our car ride.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, this audiobook was really good. So now I'm excited to do, like, the whole audiobook.
Yeah. Her, she is, like, an like the person who narrates it, her name is Bonnie Turpin, and mm-hmm. she does like a lot of audiobooks, and like I will literally like get an audiobook that she narrates, even like I won't even know what the book is just because
right,
like
just to hear her,
because she's so good at it, like she is one of my favorite audiobook narrators. So
I'm also just very excited because to do something easy because it's my birthday month.
Yay!
And I don't want to have to go through another Stephen King novel for maybe quite some time.
Yes, for sure.
Maybe I'll do next time. I've been wanting to read Stephen King for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely read The Institute.
I was going to say, then I'm not going to like jump into it.
Yes, don't. Absolutely don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like maybe I'll never even read it. I'll just watch
honestly. You could skip it for sure.
Yeah. But I would like to read some of his like newer things.
Yeah.
Because I do think, I mean, so again, so much of this book was really good and really well written. And I was like, this is obviously why Stephen King is such a famous and like well-loved writer.
Yeah.
But also so much was so unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Which not to compare Stephen King and Cassandra Clare, but while I was also reading Misery, I was listening to the third one of her books that on audiobook that's 30 hours long, and I just finally finished that either this morning or last night after trying to finish it for so long. And it just had so much filler. And between that and Stephen King, I was like, these two are two peas in a pod.
As soon as we get off recording, we have to talk about that.
Yes, we will. We will. But anyways, so, all right, well, great. This was
fun. As always.
As always. Well, I love you.
I love you too.
Love the listeners.
Yes.
Keep on slaying. Slaying on.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.